Welcome to Bedtime Stories. Please press follow to get notified of new stories and leave a rating. If you enjoy today's story, forward it to a friend. And now, The Adventures of Alice in Wonderland. Once upon a time on a lazy afternoon, a curious young girl named Alice found herself daydreaming under a giant oak tree. As the golden sunbeams filtered through the leaves, she noticed a peculiar rabbit with a pocket watch hurrying past. Intrigued, Alice decided to follow the rabbit down the rabbit hole that seemed to go on forever. As she tumbled through the darkness, the world around her transformed into a whimsical wonderland. Alice encounters the white rabbit again, who mistakes her for his maid and sends her to fetch for his gloves and a fan from his house. Alice follows him, finding herself in a curious, constantly changing house, which seems to have been designed by someone with little regard for the laws of physics. As Alice navigates the bizarre interior of the rabbit's house, she encounters various strange creatures, including a talking puppy and a billiard-playing lizard. She also experiences dramatic changes in her own size, growing too large for the house, then shrinking too small to reach the key to open the door. The absurdity of Wonderland frustrates Alice. With its nonsensical logic and whimsical creatures, Alice's confusion escalates as she struggles to make sense of her surroundings. Eventually, Alice manages to escape from the house by drinking a potion that makes her shrink small enough to fit through the door's keyhole. She finds herself outside once again, relieved to be free from the madness of the rabbit's house, but still unsure of what other strange adventures await her in Wonderland. After a short walk, Alice encounters a grinning Cheshire cat who could appear and disappear at will. With a wide smile, the cat guided her to the Mad Hatter's tea party, where Alice encounters the Mad Hatter, the March Hare, and the Dormouse, engaged in a never-ending tea party where time has seemingly stopped. Alice finds herself in a topsy-turvy conversation with the nonsensical trio as they discuss riddles and engage in absurd behavior. The Mad Hatter and March Hare continuously change places around the table while the Dormouse drifts in and out of sleep. As Alice attempts to make sense of the chaotic tea party, she becomes frustrated by the lack of logic and the nonsensical riddles presented by the Mad Hatter. The attendees' disregard for normality and the passage of time further confounds Alice, highlighting the whimsical and absurd nature of Wonderland. Soon, Alice abruptly leaves the tea party, feeling disoriented and uncertain, but ready to continue her journey through the fantastical realm of Wonderland. A curious garden of talking flowers shared their stories with Alice, each bloom revealing its unique personality. The white rabbit reappeared, leading her off to the Queen of Hearts, a tyrannical ruler with a demanding voice, shouting "off with their heads" at the slightest provocation. The queen, along with the king and other Wonderland inhabitants, are playing a chaotic game of croquet, using flamingos as mallets and hedgehogs as balls. Soon Alice finds herself caught up in the queen's game, facing absurd challenges and witnessing the bizarre spectacle of the croquet match. During the game, the Cheshire Cat reappeared, causing mischief and confusing everyone. The rules of the game are nonsensical and constantly changing, but no one seemed to object. The queen's volatile temperament created an atmosphere of tension and fear as Alice witnesses her irrational and arbitrary judgments. The queen's royal cards, painting the roses red, caught Alice's attention. The queen discovered the white roses and threatened to paint them red or risk losing their heads. Despite the queen's threats of execution and the unpredictable nature of Wonderland, Alice maintains her composure and resilience, ready to face whatever challenges lie ahead. Alice struggles to make sense of the illogical rules and behaviors of Wonderland's inhabitants, highlighting the contrast between the nonsensical world of Wonderland and Alice's own rational mindset. Despite the chaos and confusion, Alice remains curious and determined to navigate through the madness. In the Forest of Wonderland, Alice met a caterpillar who offered philosophical advice. The wise caterpillar told her that things are not always the way they seem in Wonderland. Later, Alice found herself at the trial of the Knave of Hearts, falsely accused of stealing tarts. The Mad Hatter, the March Hare, and the Dormouse were called as witnesses, each offering absurd and contradictory testimony. As Alice tried to defend the Knave, chaos ensued. The Cheshire Cat's grin lingered as he watched the Queen's fury. And that was when Alice realized that Wonderland was governed by its own rules of illogical logic. Soon Alice woke up, finding herself back under the oak tree. Had it all been a dream? She wondered as she clutched a white rabbit toy she didn't remember having before. Reflecting on her dream, Alice realized that Wonderland taught her to question, explore, and embrace the unexpected. She carried the lessons of Wonderland with her as she returned to her ordinary world. Alice discovered that the world was still full of wonders, even if they were not as whimsical as Wonderland. She appreciated the beauty in the ordinary and embraced the curiosity with newfound wisdom. As the sun set on another day, Alice walked home thinking about her Wonderland adventures. She smiled, grateful for the lessons learned, the memories made, and the endless wonders that she knew would continue to unfold. Thank you for listening to Bedtime Stories. Please make sure you press follow to get notified of new stories and leave a rating. If you enjoyed today's story, forward it to a friend. If you have a suggestion for a new story, send us an email, magicmonorail@gmail.com. Until next time, good night.